Welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome aboard. I'm ever yours, Alan Nathan, the Militant Moderate. Thank you so much for joining us. If this is your virgin voyage, allow me to share with you our mantra. Folks, we want the Republicans out of our bedroom, the Democrats out of our wallets, and both out of our First and Second Amendment rights. We feel there exists this cavernous gap separating the two orthodoxies, and that it's a gap comprised of many degreed thinking people who can argue quite passionately in shades of gray. And to that end, each and every show, we have fine guests to help best illustrate this point. Today is no exception. I don't care if you're part of the authoritarian left or perpetually clueless right. Please get out of the thought control business. Without further ado, assisting in the opining and analyzing, Congressman Matt Gaetz joins us, old friend of the show, Republican from the great state of Florida, serving the good folks out of the 1st District. He also serves on the House Armed Services Committee, Judiciary Committee, and Budget Committee. Good to have you on board again, Congressman. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me, Alan.
You know, virtually the entire left and some never-Trumpers from the right, let's be honest, they're insisting that Trump can't fire subordinates at the DOJ and the FBI investigating him without that somehow equaling obstruction of justice. They say he can't ignore their subpoenas, he can't pardon himself, and he can't reject judicial findings if they rule in favor of plaintiffs arguing that he can't do any of these things. Now, the funny thing is, sir, if one points out that he actually has the constitutional prerogative to do these things, albeit with political risk, they just shout, hey, the president is not above the law, as if that's the final word on the matter, when it's not. I mean, I have to ask you, sir, are they drunk, high, or just constitutionally illiterate?
Constitutionally illiterate would be my bet, because the Constitution clearly lays out that the governance of the conduct of the sitting president of the United States is not above the law, but the law applied does not come from Article III courts. It comes from Article I, the Congress. It is the Congress that has impeachment power, not the courts. It is the Congress that has oversight and compulsory power to demand process over the executive branch, not particularly the courts. And so I think that Article III courts would be potentially beyond their jurisdiction to engage in these questions. And it is the Congress that does it.
I'm in complete agreement with you on this. And, of course, whenever your views coincide with mine, that's when you are most erudite. Just kidding around. Let me run this by you. So let's suppose the House refers articles of impeachment to the Senate, and Trump successfully demonstrates in a Senate trial, as it relates to the case surrounding the Russian probe, that subordinates within his own separated powers at the DOJ and FBI tried unsuccessfully to transcend the law themselves under the trappings of officialdom. Then let's suppose he further shows that the Supreme Court reached beyond its own separated powers when trying to uphold their efforts to essentially commit a coup. Doesn't that mean, sir, that he wins constitutionally and therefore wins legally? Congressman Gaetz.
Correct. Any claim that the president would have regarding unfair process, regarding a deprivation of rights, regarding officials exceeding their authority, which I think is going to be the strongest evidence we have in this case, I think that that would be kryptonite to any potential impeachment that this president would face.
All right, and I'm going to have to leave it right there. But Congressman, actually, if you can, hang on for just a second. Folks, going to be right back. You're listening to the Alan Nathan Show right here on the Main Street Radio Network. Stick with us.